Nice try, kids, but your mom wants you asleep before she gets home. Now run along and get to bed. I'll tuck you in after I get the phone. Off you go now. I'll be right there. Ugh, I'm never gonna get to study for midterms at this rate. I thought college life would be easier. Oh, it's Mrs. S. Great, she should be home any minute. Hi, Mrs. S. Yes, I was just getting the kids ready for bed. Violet can come pick me up after you get here. What's that? You're not gonna make it back from the retreat until tomorrow. Did you want me to stay over? Oh, their grandma's on the way to pick them up. No, it's no trouble. I'd be happy to. How do I lock up when I leave? Extra copies of the keys in laundry room, top shelf. Okay, gotcha. Anything else? Oh, Mr. S doesn't know yet. Need me to call him? Okay. Let Mr. S know the situation and that you'll need a pickup tomorrow at 3 p.m. I understand, Mrs. S. Don't worry. I'll make extra sure to leave voicemail and messages, so he'll know to pick up the kids and then pick you up after he wakes up. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I've got it. It's no problem at all. Don't even worry about a thing. It's all taken care of. Enjoy your retreat. I'll drop off your spare key when you get home. Oh, hold it until next time I babysit? Alright, no problem, Mrs. S. I have everything under control. Kids! Bring me your favorite clothes to go to Grandma. Yes, sweetie. She'll be here soon, so get me your stuff to pack. I'll get your bags and start packing them, and afterwards, you can have a snack. Now run along. I have a phone call to make. Yes, your mom is running late again, so off to Grandma you go, sweethearts, but don't worry. She'll be back tomorrow. Now hurry, or you won't get a snack. Violet? Yeah, I'm sorry to spring this at the last minute, but I don't need a ride after all. Yes, I haven't forgotten me to study, but tuition isn't cheap and this job keeps me out of work study. Yeah, get some rest. It looks like Mrs. S wants me to stay over. What time tomorrow for a pickup? I'm not sure. I mean, who knows when Mrs. S will get home. How about I call you around noon? Yes, we will study then. Okay, sounds great. See you in the morning. Now, just need to pack the kids up and... Whoa, Grant's already pulling up. Better hurry and load the kids up. Okay, that should be good for clothes, and just need to hand each of you dears a snack, and off you go. Give Gran a big hug. Aw, I'll miss you too, dears. See you in a week or two, okay? Bye. Whew, okay. Let's see. That gives me about an hour to prep. These baggy jeans and oversized sweaters simply won't do. Let me shower, and I'm sure Mrs. S won't mind if I borrow some of the lingerie Mr. S buys, but you never seem to wear. Oh, good grief, these black ones he bought you on your anniversary. They still have the tags. Let me look through your room. Toys, unused. His favorite lingerie, unused. His favorite expensive perfume, of course, unopened. With a little prep, I can use all of this and put it all back. although I doubt she'll even notice. Yes, I think I have everything under control. Already, and just in time, I think I hear the taxi. Welcome home, honey. Let me help you with your bags. Yes, I'm not Mrs. S. Yes, I am wearing the lingerie you begged her to wear. You forgot I babysat that night, so you two would have some alone time. And I had to leave early because she had too much wine. Remember? The kids are at Grandma's. Your wife won't be home tonight. She wanted me to let you know to pick her up tomorrow at 3, after you pick up your perfect children. You know, I hear you making a lot of excuses, but the one thing I don't hear is no. Let's not pretend you don't want this. I've seen you drool over me when you think I'm not looking. I see how hard you get when I show you even a bit of skin. How starved you look when you drive me home. But you never even try to touch me. I see how you work out and hope she'll notice how toned you keep. It seems like every week you give something up to keep everyone happy. But when was the last time someone gave up everything just for you? When was the last time someone released this thick, heart-throbbing cock and worshipped it? I mean, truly worshipped it. Until you screamed for release. Do you remember what that felt like? Do you remember what that felt like? Do you remember what that... Do you remember what that felt like? Hot, hungry, loud, delicious. You get to bend me in any way you like until you get off. And a screaming orgasm. You'll tremble remembering. Just say yes. Oh, come on, Mr. S. You're practically tearing out of your pants. Just admit it. In fact, you can blame the alcohol. You can just pretend you didn't know it was me. Tell yourself whatever you want. But we both know you don't want this. You need this. I promise. Just say yes. And I will never tell your lovely wife about tonight. Even though we both know she touches you so rarely she wouldn't notice. Tonight will just stay forever in your sweetest, hottest fantasies. Just say. Oh my god, you said yes. Tonight you're mine, honey. Tonight, I will be all the things you secretly crave. I want to be your every fantasy. Oh, wait. Wait, not here. You want me to suck you off on your dinner table? Or bend me over in front of the picture window. I just felt your cock twitch. How about tied up with your silk ties to the bed you share with her? So every time you try to fuck her, you'll think of me. Oh, your cock totally twitched. Your bed it is. Come on, honey. We have all night. Hmm. Now, let's work through all your fantasies. Let's see if I can guess. First, let me use these silk ribbons to tie my hair back. No? Oh, pigtails. You sweet, hungry daddy. You like my innocent face so close to your... Oh. Oh. You really don't want me to worship your cock. Let me kneel. And... You were big through your pants, but I had no idea. Oh God. Oh, you're pre-coming so much. Oh, you haven't been served in so long. Want to come inside my mouth? Not yet. Then we will have another try soon. Described. Okay, Mr. S. Tonight is all about your fantasy. From behind first, or... carrying me? Where are you? Oh. Your wife's side of the bed. Oh, what would you like me to do? Yes. Oh, lie me back and stick your rod into me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, you're getting bigger with every dirty word I use. Oh, God, I'm starting to wonder if you'll still fit. Oh, God. Oh, you want to go down on me? How long since you've tasted a younger pussy? Oh, well, please do, sweetheart. Tonight it's yours. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh. Oh, God, you're huge. just start slow until I adjust. Oh, yes, please. Is that just the tip? Oh my god, you're thick. Oh, yes. Oh, she's wasting this precious cock. If you were mine, I would... Oh, fuck you, every... Every... Oh, yes. Oh, every single night. Oh, you're getting deeper. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, you're so tight. Oh, you push it all the way. I'll bend my legs back. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm gonna come. Oh, yes. Oh, God, oh, please. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, oh fuck. Oh, fuck. Over my tits, over my cute pigtails. Oh, yes, mark me. Oh, make me yours. No, oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. God, how long since you came? My face is coated. No, no, don't get me a towel. Kiss me. Now lead me to the shower. It's still your fantasy night. So let me get us both cleaned off. Every inch of you, sir.